Hello, I'm Ann McMillan with the School of Medicine. Our guest today is Trish Roma Macaluso, a Behavioral Health Services Manager at Mojave Mental Health, which is part of the Psychiatry Department at the medical school. Thank you for being here, Trish.
Thank you.
Let's begin with some basics. What is Mojave Mental Health?
Mojave Mental Health is a community health agency that serves populations in Northern Nevada.
What is its relationship to the School of Medicine?
It was loosely associated with the School of Medicine in the past, but now we are under the umbrella of the Psychiatric Department.
How did Mojave Mental Health get started in our community?
Mojave started as a really small clinic. We had two locations. One was a children's location, another was adult location. And we were in two separate locations until about 2007 when we moved into our new location on Moana. And that's when we began to really expand our programs. We went from being a very small two-location clinic to one large clinic.
And who do you serve, children and adults?
Right now we're serving only adults ages 18 and over.
You also help young adults through a Youth in Transition program.
Our Youth in Transition program helps adults ages 18 to 22 transition into the community, most often from foster care. This is a really, really vulnerable population, and it's really important in Nevada for us to work with this population to assist them in having a good quality of life.
And what services does Mojave Mental Health offer?
We have case management, day treatment, individual and group therapy, medication clinic, and IOP, which is intensive outpatient program.
And who does Mojave serve in our community?
We serve the seriously mentally ill. Most of our clients will struggle with mental health issues throughout their life.
I understand there is a teaching and learning component to Mojave. Let's talk about that.
Yes, we have a residency clinic starting in July. We also have nursing students and social work students that are with us throughout the academic year.
Trish, I understand that Mojave Mental Health has had quite a few success stories. Would you care to share some of those with us?
Absolutely. The one that I have in mind is a client who's been at Mojave. 2007 is when she started. And she has done miraculous. She's had multiple inpatient hospitalizations. However, now she lives on her own in an apartment. She spends quality time with her family. And she just is also in college in a phlebotomy program. It's been a wonderful experience to work with her, and a lot of our clients share similar stories.
And what is the ultimate goal for our community in having learners in the services offered at Mojave?
Our goal is to expand access for patients in the community, to help students advance their careers, and to keep providers in the state of Nevada.
And you're listening to Beyond the Headlines from KUNR Reno Public Radio. I'm Ann McMillan, and today we are talking with Trish Roma Macaluso with Mojave Mental Health. Trish, let's dive deeper into the specific services offered at Mojave, beginning with case management.
With case management, we really want to assist clients to live more independently in the community. Some of the work that we do is giving referrals to other agencies in the community. We do payee-ship for clients with Social Security income. We also help with rent and budgeting.
And what about adult day treatment?
Adult day treatment provides clients with skills to create a life worth living. It runs for 2 hours a day, Monday through Friday, and clients attend groups where they learn skills for success to help them with better management and with mood and emotion.
And individual and group therapy for adults?
We offer one-to-one individual therapy for adults in addition to family therapy. We also have two groups running, Grief and Loss Art Therapy Group and a Skills for Success group to help clients with better mood and emotion management.
And what about intensive outpatient programs?
That program runs 3 hours a day. We start running that program on May 31st. It'll be 3 times weekly. It's to prevent incarceration or inpatient hospitalization, or as a step down from incarceration or inpatient hospitalization.
Thank you, Trish, for being with us to discuss Mojave Mental Health, which is located at 745 West Moana Lane in Reno. I'm Ann McMillan, and you're listening to KUNR Reno Public Radio.